Me and Billy the Kid, I call him Billy the Kid, William, we were robbing, what are they called, the X-rated video stores in Drew Park.
So y'all were just going to like porn stores, like X-rated video shops, and robbing them, what, with guns?
Yeah.
So you like, were y'all like bareface or y'all had masks on?
Bareface.
Bareface?
Bareface.
And what, just getting everything in the register?
Register, would go in the theater, get the people in the theater, everything.
Why the porn stores?
Because that was where all the money's at, man. There's a lot of money in there.
Record FTN, this is State of Florida versus Stephen Testa with multiple cases before the court.
So now we're just walking around randomly, interviewing random people, seeing if they ever did any jail or prison time to catch their stories. So that's what we're doing right now. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you mind if I interview for 10 seconds, please? How's it going, ma'am? My name is E.I. the King with the Incarceration Podcast. What's your name?
Mariah.
Mariah, great to meet you, Mariah. Question for you. Have you ever been to jail?
No.
No? Do you know anybody that has?
No.
You don't know anybody who's ever been to jail? No? Okay. What are your thoughts of people who've been to jail, been to prison, and just like they're re-entering back into society? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. They should be able to reincorporate into society, I guess.
So give them another shot?
Yeah.
Free the guys, man. Free the guys. Oh, it's one time. I'm like 9 years old playing soccer, right? Like, boom, 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 soccer. Sorry. So 9 years old playing soccer. I'm like, damn, damn.
Are you okay?
No, thank you. Hey, I'm just being funny. Hey, can we use this for YouTube content? I'm just being goofy.
Sure.
All right, thank you so much. That's what I have to do, huh? Big dog, what's going on, bro? Hey, sorry to interrupt you, man. We're walking around randomly interviewing people today. You might get 10 seconds of your time, bro. All right, what's your name, bro?
Paul.
Paul, good to meet you.
Mr. Off-White.
Good to meet you, Paul. Mr. Off-White. That's pretty dope, man. My name is E.I. the King. I'm with the Incarceration Podcast. Question for you. Have you ever been to jail or prison?
Yeah.
All right, what'd you go to jail for, man? Well, first of all, how many times have you been to jail or prison?
I've been to prison 5 times. I've been to jail too many times to count.
Okay, all in Florida?
Yeah. No, I got Kentucky and Tennessee, too.
Okay, but you've been to prison in Florida?
Yeah.
How long you doing Florida prison?
The longest I did was 7.5 on a 10-year bid. That was my first bid.
Okay, well, prisons you went to?
Gulf, Liberty, Quincy, what's the other one? And a few down over by Gainesville somewhere.
What's your DC number?
529-165.
That's how you know the boy's a convict, man. All right, what do they serve for breakfast Thursday mornings in the state of Florida?
Thursday mornings, you usually get, I believe that's, what is it, biscuits and gravy?
Hit it on the head, the shank tray. There you go, hit it on the head, biscuits and gravy. There you go. All right, listen, you killing the question, so obviously, man, you did time. Tell me if you don't mind, what did you do to get them 7 years? Like, what were your charges?
The first bid I did, it was armed robbery. I had an armed robbery, firearm, and what was it? Oh, and a grand theft.
Can you tell me what happened? Like, how the robbery go down? What'd you do?
Me and Billy the Kid, I call him Billy the Kid, William, we were robbing, what do they call it? The X-rated video stores in Drew Park.
So y'all were just going to, like, porn stores, like, X-rated video shops and robbing them, what, with guns?
Yeah.
So you, like, were y'all, like, bareface or y'all had masks on?
Bareface.
Bareface?
Bareface.
And what, just getting everything in the register?
Register, would go in the theater, get the people in the theater, everything.
Why the porn stores?
Because that was where all the money's at, man. There's a lot of money in there.
All right. So
everybody watches porn, you know what I mean?
All right, so fast forwarding to prison. Explain for us, man, what was your first day in prison like? What happened? Paint the picture for us.
Shit. Squad and cough. you know, it was just, yeah, the guards are like, Yeah, especially up there in that panhandle, man. They don't play.
Was the craziest thing you've seen in prison?
Wow, a dude gets stabbed, and then He got stabbed, and the other dude threw the knife on him and then closed the room door on him.
So what, he stabbed him and he threw the knife in the door and door with him?
He stabbed the guy up, and as he's laying there, he threw the knife on him and then he closed the room door.
Did he die?
I'm not sure. Oh no, there was the time we were watching a Bucks game and a dude sitting next to me got hit in the head with a lock.
Dang. What was the funniest thing you seen in a prison?
A dude get hit with a frozen Coca-Cola.
A frozen Coke?
Yeah, frozen Coca-Cola.
He got hit in the face?
Yeah.
Tell the story, what happened?
From what I know, the guy was he told on somebody, so the guy's buddy went and he had some sodas, I guess, in the canteen. So and they were frozen, so he went and got one and put it in a sock and he whopped the guy.
Dang, that's crazy. Hey, well, listen, man, real briefly, man, like I already mentioned, my name is E.I. I did over 12 years in prison. I went to prison 3 times, a lot of times like yourself, but throughout my incarceration, especially my last bit, bro, I encountered Jesus for real. He completely transformed my life, bro, my lowest low. And now God's continuing to just fulfill not only my dreams, but ultimately draw me to a deep place of intimacy with him, to make him known, to give him glory, and to walk in the purpose that he created me for. So I just want to encourage you, bro, like you already know, man, like,
I don't even play, bro. Like, when it comes to
my dog. Oh, my dog got his word strapped on him. There you go.
When it comes to my dog, bro, like, that's, like, what I do, bro. Like, let me dig in here real fast, man, and get my books out, man. You know what I mean? When it comes to my dog, man, I don't play, bro. Like,
there you go. My dog stayed with the Bibles on him. There you go. King of business. There you go.
So when it comes to my dog, I don't play, bro. Like, that's first and foremost in my life.
Yes, sir.
Because I haven't been to prison since 2009.
Oh, that's real, man. You've been doing good, man. Staying out of the way.
And the only charges I've caught since then have been, like, trespassing charges for doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, are you on the streets? You homeless?
Yeah, pretty much. But I'm staying at the Salvation Army right now.
Okay, that's dope.
You know, I got off actually being outside, you know what I mean? Okay. But, yeah. When it comes to my God, I don't play by my God, you know what I mean?
That's real, bro.
I know that he's got something in store for me, and I know what's coming. It's just, you know, to be patient.
Hey, man, no, you hit it on the head, bro. And just for a real, authentic conversation, do you use drugs still? Are you still using?
I'm not going to lie to you. I did smoke some spice the other day, and, like, it's like, ugh. You know what I mean? It's not for me no more, like, because I couldn't think, I couldn't function. And then, like, all the other hardcore drugs, I haven't touched them in at least a month or two.
Well, that's good, bro. Listen, man, just stay encouraged, man. And, man, listen, bro, just keep pressing forward. You already hit it on the head, bro. You already know God got a huge purpose for your life, for all of our lives. So just stay encouraged, man. When it comes to the people who will be watching this, and just like us, whenever we openly share our story, you know, negative, good, all that, what would you say has been the biggest challenge from your experience coming home from prison back in society? Like, what has been, like, your biggest difficulty, like, transitioning back in society and staying out the way?
The biggest thing is getting used to, like, having people, like, I don't know, move around you and not, like, be like, oh, man, it's a threat, you know what I mean? Because in prison, it's like you constantly got to be aware of a threat, you know what I mean? So it's kind of different, you know what I mean? Like, having people stand behind me and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Different things like that, you know? But... other than that, the transition was pretty easy, you know what I mean? But when you do a long period of time, a lot changes. And, like, when I came out, I went into the store for the first time after doing them 7.5 years. And it was like, I'm telling the guy behind the counter, hey, could you get me this and that? And he's like, the coolers are behind you, you know what I mean? Because I'm so used to going to the canteen.
Oh, yeah, like they're going to get it for you.
Right. He's like, man, the coolers are behind you. I was like, oh, my bag. I just got out. You know what I mean? So,
That's fire, bro. Well, listen, man. What's your name, bro?
Paul. Mr.
Off-White. Listen, great to meet you, bro. My name's E.I. You stay encouraged, man. Hey, do you mind if we use this for YouTube content? We're good?
Hey, man. Good, man.
All right. Thank you, man.
Appreciate
it. You got a cash app?
I wish, man. That's why I'm trying to get my money out right now to get my
All right. Listen, if we spin back, I'm going to try to grab you something, all right?
All right.
Hey, you stay encouraged, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on, pop up. Come on. Hold on. I got you right now. We live and we running, huh?
You can be on YouTube right now?
Yes, sir. Come on.
Where are you from?
Hold on, no, I'm asking you the questions, bro. Calm down, man. This is my YouTube video, all right? I'm asking you the question. What's going on, Brody? What's your name?
Rayshon.
Rayshon, yeah, good to meet you. What did I say right there? Acts 2:38. That's fire, man. You a believer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. So my question, what I'm asking people today, have you ever been to jail?
Hell no.
You ain't never been to jail?
I ain't never, no.
Nah. Do you know anybody who's been to jail or prison?
Yeah.
Who?
Family members.
Who?
Uncles.
Uncles, what? Just give me one example. Which uncle? Well, you don't have to say his name, but what he go to prison for?
Dumb shit.
Like what?
Like just some dumb shit.
What'd he do?
He crashed on me. Huh? Crash Bandicoot.
Do you know what the charges were?
Yeah, but I ain't gonna say it though.
You're not gonna say it? Nah. All right, do you got anybody's charges you want to disclose?
Yeah, nah, that shit.
Nah. Too personal? Okay, no, I feel you. What are some crazy prison or jail stories you heard from anybody you know who's been incarcerated?
My homeboy told me one day, Jedi, he done seen somebody get stabbed in his eye.
Like, you got stabbed in the eye?
Yeah, like he done seen, yeah.
Yeah.
Shanked in the eye, like this cat getting shanked type shit.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Okay. When it comes to prison and jail, what is your general thoughts of prison or jail in general? Like, how you think, what do you think is going on in there, man?
If I was to go to jail, I'm already knowing, like, me type shit, I'm light skinned, you feel me? Fading off real.
Fading off real?
Gots to.
First day?
Gots to.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're gonna get treated like a bitch. Mm. That's the only way.
So you feel like you gotta set the tone the first day in?
You ain't got no choice. You set what you set. Or they gonna set it. And you gonna get you a bitch.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Okay.
Homeboys already done told me. Yeah.
So you already know what to expect if that was to happen.
Yeah.
Let's not even use this scenario of you. All right, but when it comes to people getting out of jail and prison in general, how you feel about people getting out? You feel like they deserve a second shot back in society?
Hell yeah. What? Everybody.
Free the guys, man. Free the guys.
Free the bros, man. What are you talking about? Yeah. Where you from, though?
Huh? Listen, first of all, man. Hold on. Can we use this for YouTube content?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, back that up.
My name is Bia. YouTuber.
There you go. You say you're supposed to be a YouTuber?
Yeah. I'm just not consistent. I know I can blow up.
Man, blow up, man. Do it. Don't stop, bro. All you need is an iPhone. That's all you need. Phone. That's it, bro. Yeah, I'm from Houston, but you don't got to record it.
I am. I don't be talking about it, but that's why I don't be doing none of that shit.
Yeah. Now, we all got things we wrestle with, bro. We all got a past, dog. You know, but one thing about it, man, God don't create trash. You know what I mean? God creates you, me, all of us as royalty. You a king, my G. You know what I mean? And we only truly identify who we are as men and God's purpose for our life when we pay homage to the king. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, it's a process for all of us. But my biggest encouragement to you and everybody is like, yo, but Jesus on the wood. Like, Jesus, like, you real? Like, show me. Like, what is the purpose you have for me? And when we genuinely surrender and begin to walk in that, whole life changes.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So listen, bro, good to meet you, my G.
Yes, sir.
Stay encouraged, man. All right? Yes, sir, bro. Thank you for the interview, bro.
No problem.
Yes, sir. You have a good one, G. Yeah, likewise, bro.
Hey, that's a good scripture you got, bro.
Excuse me, man. Do you mind if we interview for 10 seconds?
No, my mom's gonna sit, so I gotta go.
No, it's okay. It's all right. You have a good day. Yes, ma'am. 10 seconds, please. 10 seconds. No? All right. Y'all have a great day now. Yeah. Y'all were shaking your head before I even asked. And then get this. Hey Brody, we need your opinion right here, man. Hold on. We need your opinion first, all right? What's going on, bro? My name's E.I. the King. What's your name?
Twin.
Twin? All right, yeah. Twin. Listen, man, question. Have you ever been to jail or prison?
Hell no.
Nah? Do you know anybody who has?
Yeah.
All right. Do you know what they went to prison or jail for? Give an example.
I really can't even say.
You can't say? But I'm saying, like, they got out?
Yeah,
so it's public record. Why can't you say what they went to jail for?
Dude, this shit crazy. Fuck.
Tell us, man. What they go to jail for? It's public record. You ain't got to say their name. You don't got to say their name. What they go to jail to prison for, bro?
All type shit, man.
Like what?
All type shit. Deep shit. Crazy. What you go to jail for? Criminal shit. All
right.
Crazy.
So have you heard, what's the craziest prison to jail story that you done heard?
I really ain't into it. I heard no crazy story, though. I heard some crazy stories on Instagram, but not like from my people, like not from my partners type shit. You feel me?
Yeah. All right, so what are your general thoughts about prison and jail? How you feel like you would do if you had to do some time?
I ain't going. Like, if I had to, though, I'm going to do what I got to do. You feel me? But I ain't going, though. Like, yeah.
You feel like it's as crazy as the movies and the TV shows make it out to be?
Nah, hell nah. That shit crazy though. Yeah. That shit crazy though. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, jail to jail, prison to prison. But you know how that shit go.
Nah.
Let me get
y'all
to pee on something one time. Yeah. Hey, excuse me. Hey.
He on the hustle right now. Hey, bro. Hey, we can use this for YouTube. Nah, I know y'all doing some type of survey thing. Hey, I appreciate you for your time, though. We can use it for YouTube. You good?
What's y'all YouTube name?
Incarceration Podcast. The Incarceration Podcast.
Oh,
well, they over here.
Yeah, they over here.
Cat muscle. You ain't got to say it on camera. You good. Hey, it's The Incarceration Podcast. The Incarceration. I-N-C-A-R-E-T. Hey, big dog, what's going on, big dog? Hey, I can holler at you for 10 seconds, Brody. 10 seconds, man. It's for the convicts. It's for the chain gang right here, man. It's for the, yeah, chain gang. It's for the convicts right here, bro. This ain't no bootleg, lame YouTube channel. This is a real deal right here, bro. Yeah. What they call you, brother? My name is E.I. the King, man. What they call you?
Call me Big Mike.
Big Mike, good to meet you, my G. Listen, question. Have you ever been to jail or prison?
I ain't never been to prison, but I've been to jail.
You been to jail? Can I ask you what you went to the jail for? Kind of jail? What your charges were?
I don't want to talk
about it. You don't want to talk about it? All right, well, listen, what was the crazy... Well, just tell us your... Can you tell us your experience in jail? What was your first day in like? What was a crazy story or an experience that you have from the county jail?
Shit, really, I just mind my business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't no crazy experience. I just stayed to myself.
How long you doing in the county jail?
I think about 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, do you know anybody who's been in prison?
Yeah, I know all kind of people been in prison. Yeah.
Give me one example of somebody who's been up the road where the charges were and a crazy story that you heard from one of your homies from up the road.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it? Nah, it's all good. Listen, man, like I said, my name is E.I. I did 12 years up the road, man. I just came home 2 years ago. I got a podcast. All I do is talk about prison and jail. While I was incarcerated, man, all I did was sell dope, rob my whole life. While I was incarcerated, man, I encountered Jesus for real, completely transformed my life. You know what I mean? So now I travel throughout the nation, going to prison, jail, sharing my story, ministering the gospel, reaching the streets with the gospel. And, of course, you know, we get crazy YouTube prison content as well. Hey, we can use this for YouTube, bro.
Hey, you straight, bro.
Appreciate you,
hey,
brother.
I told you I would make it.
Hey, likewise, bro. Hey, appreciate you, G. You have a good one now. All right. Hey, bet that up, big dog. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Huh? All right, what's going on, big dog? Hey, my name is E.I. the King. What they call you?
Already, man. I'm Dre Swabe, dog.
All right, good to meet you, my G. So, listen, we're asking people today one question. Have you ever been to jail or prison?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, you went to prison or jail or both?
I've been to both. I've been to prison. I did 8 years.
Where, here in Florida?
No. Alabama.
Alabama?
Yeah.
What's your DC number?
I ain't got no RCDC number.
You ain't got no
196408.
Okay, there you go.
The more eyes I get, the faster I go. Yeah, listen, I'm testing eyes today. Y'all ever seen me do my show before?
Nah, man. Well, y'all can get you go, Logan, let's see this, see. Free to watch.
Listen, man, listen. Anybody can find my ball on the first chance, I'm going to pay you $100 on me. That woman, she just wanted to quit on me. But guess what? If you don't get two chances, you only get one pick on it. What a ball right now? I'm sticking that fool, y'all.
I'm letting you know right now, I'm not paying
you
nothing.
All right,
hold on. This is for free. Yeah. All right, hold on, dude.
Nah,
I was pointing at this one.
That's my slow speed. That's my slow speed. I'm seeking y'all to find out my fast speed. Boss man, the more eyes I get, the faster I go. What's up with y'all, okay? All right, where is that right now? Now, listen, I ain't playing no more. You go about your business, man. You know something. Where is that right now? Shout out to Snipe. Where is that right now?
That's easy money, man. That's fair.
No, I said the ball. No, he pointed first. If he don't want it, I'm going to give
you. Hey, man, what you doing?
I'm going to give you. Now, you said it second. Here you go, King.
Yeah, what you doing, man?
You find the ball?
Man, don't give me no $100,
man. $100, King. Listen, you want a fair and square, King. Out of A, B, you can show me out of 100 right now. You can match it. Turn
I
don't
want to walk away with this.
Right now. You can walk away and keep it right now, King.
I don't want to take it. I don't want to take your money, man.
Listen, I'm already rich.
I'm going to show you 100. Like my sister did, he get to walk away with you.
Yes, sir. Why you ain't been? I said the first one.
Hold on,
I said, you already know how to go. You show me you got to even keep it.
Uh-oh, he going for it.
I mean, you already know how to go, about, man.
Now, don't put me on
account,
bro.
You good.
Oh, you good. Listen, place it up, off, man. That's in front of your bed. Listen, you find it, can you win? You don't find it. You know you lose your cash now. I can't give you nothing back.
I don't want.
I mean, that's up to you. It's all the way down. You sure? All the way.
I thought you were going to
take that. I'm gone. You were before you go. Hey, listen. Y'all told him where it was. He wasn't new, but
he's a part of the act.
If I lose dog, I ain't gonna be mad at all about
it. Real quick before we skate, can you give us a crazy prison or jail story within 10 seconds? What's the craziest you've seen in the chain gang?
Man, I can go all day, man. Get away. I can tell you something in the story that'll make you cry, laugh, and pee on yourself. Get away. The only thing you gotta do is just get it when you see it. But get away. Only thing you gotta do when I was in prison, get what I did. I had to be behind the wall for years, man. You know what I'm saying? Years. I did 6 months in the hole. You know what I'm saying? I wrote a song called "I Hope the Worst." You know what I mean? And get what I said on that bit, bro. I ain't gonna keep to you. I said, get what I said on that bit. Let me tell you the story behind it. First off, they made me stay in the hole for 3 straight months. I was in the hole 23-1. I was only able to come out the shower and take a shower for about 5-6 minutes at the most, sometimes when it was a woman guard. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, get what? I had to go back in that cell every day. I couldn't use the phone for like 2-3 weeks straight at a time. I don't know, but check this out. I wrote a song called "I Hope the Worst." The guard who put me down in that motherfucker, he get what? I hope everything worst that could probably happen to him. You know what I'm saying? I wrote a song called "I Hope the Worst." Get what I said on that bit. No, get what I said on that bit, cuz. Get what I said on that bit. I said, I hope you get on dialysis and lose your kidneys. Be your best somebody at graduation and die instantly. Break your ankles pissing. I hope that you get raped and come up missing. Hot water fall on you cooking in the kitchen. Be rest to take your children. And I hope the trampoline break. Some shot they bad ass up in the lake. Bitch get poisoned by some snakes. I hope they choke blowing out the cake. And fireworks explode up in their face. I hope that you get fired. You pulled over and your tag expired. You stabbed by a knife like Michael Myers. I hope your baby mama catch you cheating. Your side hoe bite your weenie, catch you cold. Break your nose and wipe your pink. I hope that you be swagging in the mall. Gone off the bars, I can't recall. Bitch, I hope a faggot fuck you like a dog. I hope you roll a blunt and get wet. I hope that motherfucker lace with wet. You can't perform having sex. Bitch, I hope you going shot from all the scripts. Matter of fact, cardiac arrest. Bitch, fell a drug test. I hope your daddy shoot your fucking uncle. Pocket full of money, drunk and stumble, ran over speed bumper. I hope that you don't listen to your mama. Be shopping with your grandma. And both of y'all get lit up by some thunder. I hope your granddaddy fuck your sister. Be at a family union in China and South Korea, shoot a missile. I hope you fuck a flipper, then you kiss her. Catch herpes in this milk. I hope she called child support to get you. I hope that you got pee stains in your drawers. Go to the casino, lose it all. Get talked about up in your blog. I hope that you were smart, but then you fall. Think that it's summer, but it's fall. Bitch, memory, lose it all. I hope you buy an ounce, but it's a gram. Try to pet a dog, but it's a ram. Finesse my Uncle Sam. I hope you run some water in the tub. Sedated off the drugs. I hope that you go under, don't come up. I hope you playing the game and get unplugged. Catch you a charge. Plea out for a year, but get a dub. I hope you buy a car and it's a Benz. Go inside the store. I hope a fiend take you for a spin. I hope you pull a bitch, but it's a man.
How many years ago was that?
I did 8 years, man. For
I'm
real,
saying, how long ago did you write that song? You still remember word for word, man.
Man, see, I can go all day, man. I got 1,000 songs. Yeah, you know what I mean? For real.
You rapping for real?
Man, for real, for real. Not like that. I ain't pressing play, but get where I need to be.
That's
no
real,
cap,
man.
For real, though. Get where. Right now, I'm pushing Pete right now.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. Well, listen, just to briefly share with you, man, I did 12, man. I came home 2 years ago, and that's what I do. I'm a rapper, man. I'm a rapper, bro.
Man, I'm gonna tell
yes, sir.
You, bro.
Yes, sir, man. Hit me on IG, E.I.T.K.A.N.E. Yeah, E.I.T.K.A.N.E., man. But most importantly, look, this is my story, though. While I was incarcerated, bro, I sold dope and robbed my whole life. While I was in the chain game, man, listen, I encountered Jesus for real. He completely transformed my life. So, yeah, for real. And he gave me vision, he gave me purpose. So, my encouragement to you, like everybody, man, God got huge purpose for our life. And we only truly walk into that and tap into that when we give our everything unto the King. You know what I mean?
Hey,
for
you,
sure, bro. Listen, hey, good
man,
to meet you, my G.
Nice meet
hey,
you,
we can
bro.
Use this for YouTube. We good?
All right, bro. You good?
All right, most definitely.
Name,
E out of King. E I. Hey, got you. Yes, sir.
Be careful.
I see y'all boys, man, on the grind, man. But hold up, man. I already peeped the lick. This is off the camera. I already know that was your boy right here, man, with the Hondo, man. Come on. You didn't start the madness, bro. Your boy. Go back. I mean, that's me right there.
It depends on which one you're talking about.
The one that you gave the money to.
I mean,
the guy with the boy, the dude with the drip.
You know it, real.
I already know it.
You ain't on camera now.
No, you good. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna post that part. That's my story. I didn't mean to hit my profile. There you go, right there.
You added that first part.
No, I got you, G. Hey, good to meet y'all, boys, like, man. Y'all be too, safe, bro. Man.
Hey, listen, hold up. On the real, though, like, yeah. you get money out here like this? Of all places?
Man, shit, man. Give it, man. It ain't about what you know.
It's about where you at, how you get it. There you go. Right. That's facts. Hey, listen, y'all boys be safe, man. I appreciate y'all for the fire content, too, man. Y'all boys be easy, man. Yes, sir. How you doing? You mind if I get 10 seconds of your time? 10 seconds, that's it. Quick interview, 10 seconds, please. It'll be super fast. My name is E.I.T.K.A.N.E. I'm with the Incarceration Podcast. What's your name?
Genesis.
All right, great to meet you, Genesis. That's a fire name. First book in the Bible, huh? Yeah. Have you ever been to jail or prison? No. Do you know anybody that has?
Yes.
Can you give an example what charges they were charged with?
Violation of probation.
Have you ever heard of any crazy prison or jail stories?
Not really.
Nah? No. Do you feel like prison and jail is really like how it's portrayed like on movies and TV shows and all that?
No.
Nah? How do you feel about like returning citizens, people getting out of prison and jail? You feel like they deserve like another shot at life?
Yes, I do.
That's real. Free the bros, man. Appreciate you. Hey, can we use this for YouTube content? Yeah. All right, thank you. Appreciate you, Genesis.
My brother and my daddy. So.
Oh, that's real. I did swear. I think we're going to have better shots like in the hood. You know what I mean? Hey, big dog. Ski. Hey, bro, they'll holler at you for 10 seconds, dog. 10 seconds. Hey, let me interview you for 10 seconds, bro. All right, listen, my name is E.I. the King with the Incarceration Podcast. What's going on, bro? What they call you, man?
DJ Ruboy.
DJ Ruboy, good to meet you, my G. You too. All right, question. Have you ever been to jail or prison?
Yeah.
All right, you went to both or just jail?
Just jail, just jail.
Okay, what'd you get charged with, if you know what I'm asking?
Marijuana. And DUI.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give us, just like paint the picture and give us a story of like, what was like going to jail your first time? What was some of the craziest, funniest things you done seen while you was locked up?
My first time, it was when I was in Orlando. Just some dumb shit over some weed I had in my little pockets. Next time I was selling weed, I was in the club. That's where they got me downtown. Like funny shit I see in jail. Ain't no funny shit in jail, man. I learned about fucking, what you call them, cat piss sandwiches? Ain't fun about no cat piss sandwich, my dog.
Yeah. What do you say, cat piss?
They call it cat piss.
What is that? That's
jail tuna.
Okay.
That tastes horrible. It look like cat piss. It smell like cat piss.
Yeah.
But what's the point of the podcast? What you trying to do?
Nah, I did 12 years, so all I do is all I do is tell prison stories, you know what I mean? So what we do is we walk around, we get other people's crazy prison stories, jail stories, things like that.
My best advice to anybody out there, bro, struggling, all my dogs that are still locked up, is just keep your head up. And it ain't worth it, bro.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So I got people outside, I got people inside, but I feel like they be trying to take us down, you know? And once you get in, you don't got no freedom, bro. Most I ever did was maybe a week and a half, bro. So that ain't shit compared to what you've been through.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So it sucks, bro. It sucks, man. Once you get out, it's even harder for a lot of my people I know because you've been in there for so long.
Yeah.
So it gets harder for you to find jobs out here and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, you get caught up in the system, so... It sucks, man. Free all my dogs, man. And anybody, if you can stay out of there, please try your best to, man.
That's real, man. Free the bros, bro. Yeah. And just in a nutshell, man, my story, like I said, I did 12 years. All I did was sell dope, rob my whole life while I was incarcerated, especially my last bit on my lowest low, bro. And I encountered Jesus for real. Completely transformed my life.
Yeah,
so my biggest encouragement to you and everybody, man, God created us as royalty. You a king. We kings, my
here,
G. You know what I mean? And we
here,
only
bro.
Truly tap into that through faith in Jesus, you know, so just to stay encouraged, bro. And you a DJ then, huh?
Yeah, I DJ.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
DJ.
What's up, man.
I'm at the strip clubs and tables. So
okay.
It's DJ Ruboy if you ever did.
All right, DJ Ruboy, man. DJ good to Ruboy. Meet you, my G. Hey, we can use this for YouTube?
Yeah, bro. What's all your right. Can I get your Instagram?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. That's dope, bro. I appreciate you. What's your name?
E.I.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Instagram is E.I. the King.
You got your phone on you?
My
bad.
I don't know.
I need Wi-Fi. Yeah, bro, if you want to pull up on me in the club, interview
yeah,
people.
Yeah, what is it?
Good, bro. DJ Ruboy. Or that's DJ Ruboy. THATS.
The first one? Or the second? Sorry to bother you. Can I interview you for 10 seconds? It's about jail and prison. Have you ever been to jail or prison?
No, I don't know anything about those things.
Okay. All right, thank you. Have a great day, man. Free the bros.